The following podcast is brought to you by The Game Corner, the playground for grown-ups.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pokemon World Tour. I am your guide, Josh.
I'm your host, Jake.
And today we are continuing our trek through Celadon City.
Yeah, we had to split it up because there was a lot more of Celadon City than we had the ability slash ambition to do last time. So we split it up a little bit. And so I think that's going to make today go by real quick. I'm kind of into that.
That's a dream, right?
That is a dream. Also, we're going to do the anime. I watched anime for this one. Got a lot to say about Ash. Catch him, that boy.
That loser.
What a loser. But first, before we get into all that, we're going to go talk about some Pokemon news. All right, Josh, what do we got for news?
There's probably more than I have for you, but here's what I got. The 20th anniversary celebration has officially begun, and Mew has been available at GameStops since February 1st. Go in, go up to the counter and say, hey, can I get a Mew? And then the guy will give you like a code. If it's a nice guy, he'll ask you how many games you have, because that's what happened to me. Then he gave me two.
Yeah.
I went to a couple stores. I got a bunch. I got like five Mews, guy. I'm rolling a Mews over here.
You gave me one of them. So I have a Mew.
Yeah, and I have one, and we have three left over. So stay tuned for that, because we might do something with those when the event ends. But right now, you can just go get one. You don't have to wait for us to have a giveaway or anything.
Yeah.
There's also like a Mew plushie that's available.
I saw
available.
That, yeah. Shannon got one.
She did. Yep. Yeah, I saw that. That looks real soft, so pick that up if you find it. And the first three movies, Pokemon, the first movie, Pokemon 2000, and Pokemon 3.
And Pokemon
3,
Entei.
3 the movie, or Pokemon the movie 3?
I want to say Pokemon the movie 3.
I think it's Pokemon 3 the movie. It's whatever one sounds the weirdest to you. That's the one that they went with.
There's no game that's called Pokemon 3.
There's no game that's called Pokemon 2000 either.
Yeah, but that one's not called Pokemon the movie 2000. That's just Pokemon 2000, right?
It's Pokemon 2000, because it came out in 2000.
Right, that's cool. That's whatever, but like,
But it's the third movie, so it's Pokemon 3 the movie.
Yeah, but that seems like they're adapting Pokemon 3 the game into Pokemon 3 the movie.
Look, anime people just are not good at what they do. There's a tournament. I think there's a Kanto tournament that sign-ups have started for. And if you compete in that, you get Lance's Dragonite and it knows Barrier. So go to Pokemon.com for details on that.
Can you only use Pokemon from Kanto?
Yeah, I think that's the restriction.
Is that the gimmick?
It's the original 150 and then whatever legendary. Because they're getting a little more lenient with legendaries now. Like, you can have one on your team as opposed to not being able to use them. I kind of hope that translates into like the next battle tower so that like my Mew that I just got is not just doing nothing
just
in the
like
post game
in your box.
But that's it for news. So
well, hold on, we got a little bit of us news.
We have us news. Okay.
We got a little bit of us news. So we talked about it last time, and we've kind of fleshed out a little bit more. But we're definitely going to be doing a Pokemon RPG.
Yes.
Game. Alan is going to be running it.
I need to email him my stuff.
I haven't done any math work on it or anything. I told him that we would try to figure out a time.
Well, no,
this
I just
week.
Need to tell him the ideas for my character
right.
I have still.
Right. I definitely did that. My character, guys, my character's going to be great. I'm very excited. We got to figure out a time like this week, this week or next week to like do a video chat and try to figure out when and how to set everything up. But that's going to be real cool. I don't know how we're going to have other people brought into it, but that's something I want to do. Have people
this
do,
might
like,
be like, I don't want to call it a test run, but it might be a separate.
It is a drier
we
run.
Might,
yeah.
Because I want to run, like I have a bunch of ideas, at least for one story arc that I want to try. But we need to bring other people in on that one. Even if it's just as guest. Like, even if it's just you, like, journeying through Pokemon and we can get other people on as guest spots.
Well, I think that would work. But for this one, where you and I are going to be playing.
That's right.
You know, if we can figure out how to get other people on, that would be cool. If that's I know that's something that several of you are interested in. So, like, we'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
But it's going to be real cool. We're going to have a lot of stuff on the website once that up, because Alan's making like a lot of maps and stuff.
So that yeah, be real so cool. That'll be really cool.
I think it's going to be real fun. I'm just super excited to play my character. I cannot wait. Came up with this great idea that I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's the perfect thing to have fun and play. So look for that in a little bit. It's not going to be immediate. We're not sure how we're going to put it up or anything, but that'll be coming up soon. Also, we recorded the first episode of the Pokemon anime.
That's right. That went up last week.
So
on Patreon. That's not up in the feed yet. We're working on maybe getting a separate feed for that. We'll let you guys know that goes. I just don't want this feed to get super cluttered with stuff, you know?
So that might be its own feed, or you can just head on over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh.
Hey,
Patreon. How you doing? I almost did it again. patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And if you donate like $5 or above, you can get access to that. And a lot of other cool stuff. We do like commentaries for episodes on our other podcast, The Morphin Grid. You get early episodes. Well, early as they can be. We have full-time jobs, so sometimes editing comes down to the wire. So if it goes up, if we have it early, it'll go up for our regular episodes. But I think that episode went real well. The first episode of the anime went real well. So
I think so. I edited it. So if some likes and some ums and some ahs got through, it's because I'd never done that before. So
yeah, it's I edit most of these. Josh is taking over on this one because there's a lot of other stuff that I'm editing. But I don't know. I have faith. I know you're not going to be as obsessive about it as I am because I'm a maniac.
No, I definitely left some gaps.
I am a just because I was like for that stuff
because I was super zoomed in on the timeline. I don't want to derail this too much, but I was super zoomed in on the timeline, and like instead of just cutting every gap, I was just like, no, that's like half a second. I'm just gonna leave it in there.
Anything over like a quarter second, I cut. So yeah, that's up. You can donate to Patreon to get it right now, or you can wait like a month or two. We don't know what the timeline is before it gets its own feed. But yeah, in the interest of not like cluttering this one up like a ton, we're thinking about maybe doing a second feed.
Let us know what you guys want. If you don't mind just a bunch of stuff in this feed, no one's put it in this feed.
Like, it'll just be like every other episode.
Unless I start to get weird about it, and then we'll put it in another feed.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of a different podcast.
It is. It's still like Pokemon World Tour : the anime.
Pokemon World Tour : Pokemon movie. Need Tour. The movie, part 3.
Part 3.
All right. We've put this on long enough. We are at the entrance of a secret hideout. And I think it's time that we just kind of burst in.
Okay. Okay, Josh, we hit that button. We walk down them stairs to like the bottom floor, or do you keep going down? I forget the layout.
We're in the basement, and it goes down. It goes down 4 floors underground.
Okay.
Your main objective down here is to kind of just wander around fighting rocket grunts.
Beat up every rocket grunt yourself.
Eventually, one of them will drop a lift key.
Okay.
And then you use the lift key to take the elevator in, I think, the center of this basement shaft down to the 4th floor, or the B4 floor.
Okay.
I don't know how that translates into speaking. The negative 4th floor?
I would say The
fourth basement floor. And down there, you will come out into the office of the rocket boss, who now we can reveal his name without a spoiler tag.
Yeah.
Giovanni.
It's Giovanni. I mean, you guys know that, because, like, honestly, we put up the spoiler tags, but who jumps ahead? Also, we have no way of telling you when to jump to, so, like, it's there for convenience.
Yeah.
It's
just there for courtesy.
It's there for courtesy, and because the joke of Professor Oak from Pokemon Snap going, wait, was just something I could not walk past.
Wait. All this stuff that we're saying now is spoilers.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's Giovanni, that dude who is, he runs a gym.
Well, we don't know. This is the first time you meet him in the game.
Oh, right. When you get to
You've never met him before.
So technically this is still a spoiler.
And his name is scratched off of the gym sign, so like you can't tell it's him. This is the first time you meet him.
We dropped the ball on that one, huh?
So you beat up all his underlings, you get to his office, and he's like, hey, buddy.
What are you doing?
What are you doing down here? So you beat him up. Here's his Pokemon. He has an Onix, a Rhyhorn, and a Kangaskhan, and they are levels 24, 24, and 29, respectively.
Okay.
Once he is defeated, he gives you the Silph Scope. He gives you the Silph Scope. I imagine they are currently also occupying another place. We're under a spoilers tag now, right?
I will have moved you saying this is all spoilers to the beginning, right after I say, wait.
All right, cool. So I imagine they are also currently, like at the same time, occupying Silph Co. So they stole the Silph Scope and Giovanni had it.
Yeah.
There's a theory about why Giovanni had the Silph Scope.
Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that? Okay, so
the Silph Scope lets you see the ghosts in the Pokemon Tower. Yeah. We should get that out of the way.
So the theory is that he had. Okay, and I'm going to say what you know it right better than I do probably.
The theory. I've read it a couple times.
Okay, because here's what I remember. So that's what I'm bringing to this table.
Okay. I'll try to fill in any gaps.
As far as I understand it, he either had some hand in creating Mewtwo or knew about Mewtwo and was trying to stop him. And so he gets a oscilloscope so he can see ghosts, so he can catch ghosts easier or something.
So,
and then,
yeah, so you can see the, because you can't catch him if you can't see
him. Yeah, and then he wants the Master Ball later in Silph-Co. Mm. He wants to get that so he can capture Mewtwo in one go because he doesn't want Mewtwo to like get out and decide to Pokemon the movie
It's kind of hard to tell in the game universe if he created it or is just trying to stop it. There's a bunch of like journal entries on Cinnabar Island that talk about Mewtwo, and it seems like he was just a lab experiment that went terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a Team Rocket thing.
Right. And then, but like, it's weird to me that
Who else would be experimenting on Pokemon, right?
Exactly, yeah. Of all the people to be doing it, there's Team Rocket. And then also, it's weird to me that, like, Team We Want Money is like, oh, but we need to stop this guy. This is a bad thing. We need to step up. We need to be
the
ones. Well,
yeah, because if Mewtwo kills all the people, then they have no one's money to take.
I mean, there's that if you're thinking real big picture.
If everyone's dead, then money has no value.
Right, so I choose to believe that, like, maybe not Team Rocket specifically, but, like, maybe Giovanni was, like, a lab assistant.
Maybe.
And, like, he started Team Rocket because, you know, he's like, I need to do these things, and, like, I can't get him legally.
Right,
because, so,
like, he's still not a good
he's
person.
He's not a great dude.
But he doesn't want the world to end.
Which I think is a really interesting layer to the character if this theory has any validity.
Well, it has never been confirmed nor denied. So
we'll have to. We might do Cinnabar Islands in like 3 episodes, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what we might be
4. We might have to do Seafoam Islands separately.
Okay. So when we get there, we might have to do like a separate side episode of just the Pokemon House Mansion. Pokemon Mansion, and like all the entries and stuff in there. There's a lot, right?
Yeah, I don't remember how many, but there's 5 or 6.
So yeah, we'll look and we'll see it, because that might be like a kind of a separate bonusy type episode.
Right.
Just going
also,
over that.
Also, Mewtwo's birthday just passed not that long ago.
Yeah,
he was born on February 6th.
February 6th.
So happy birthday, Mewtwo.
We said it on our other podcast, but I'm pretty sure it got cut.
All right, so we beat him up. We got the Silph Scope. We out.
He recognizes our power. Real quick, I don't know if you wrote any of this stuff down. Any like items? No, it's just...
There was nothing... It's not an inaccessible place after. Like, you can go back in.
Right.
So I didn't really look.
Yeah,
Because nothing that's, like, missable or important.
Right.
Nothing important is missable. Like, the only stuff you can miss is the stuff on the SSN.
Right. I'm pretty sure that, like, there might be a TM, but
I think there's some TMs and stuff. I just didn't look.
I think it's mostly, like, potions and, like, a revive or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get out of there. Now that we have handily beaten up this entire gang...
We've seen all the sights in the city.
We have.
We have one more thing left to do.
All right, well, let's go do it.
We're going to go to Celadon City Gym. We're going to dress up like a couple of sexy ladies. And we are going to get us a rainbow band.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it be weird if that was in the game?
So to access the gym, you need to have a Pokemon who can cut little trees.
Can't walk by a little tree.
So all the way down to the south is the gym. Cut a little tree. Go down a path. There's a creeper outside looking in the window.
Is this champion making, dude?
Nope. This is a different, just old guy. If you talk to him in Gen 1, he says, oh, I love this gym. It's full of women.
Wow, great.
But if you talk to him in the remakes in Gen 3, he's like, I love this gym. It's full of strong trainers.
That's a step in the right direction. And presumably he died of old age by the time the Gen 2/4 remakes came around.
He might still be there. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Get out of here, creepy man.
Well, we walk into the gym. Onto what appears to be just a nice hardwood floor. It looks like a gym. But as you walk in, it just turns into like a field. There's just grass and like little shrubs and trees.
Yeah, it's like a hedge maze, sort of.
There's a small like gathering, I guess, of shrubs in like a square in the center of the room that has 3 cut trees, which is the only way to get through. So you need to bring a Pokemon with cut with you. But you need to do that to get into the gym anyway.
Right.
So you have one if you've made it this far.
I mean, yeah, but you could use cut and then, like, go deposit it, right? Or would it...
But if you go into the Pokemon Center and come back out, that tree comes back.
Does it still do that in Gen 6?
Yeah. They did make it so, like, boulders that you use strength on
stay moved.
Stay because they're just, like, giant things. Sometimes they fall in holes. Sometimes they don't. But no, cut trees still respawn if the screen refreshes.
So, hey, Pokemon, Poketeam, Gen 7, maybe think about that. There's a new feature.
Boom. Yeah, that would be neat. Oh, this tree has been cut down, and it's not back now.
And it's dead.
A second later.
Forever. You don't have to worry about it.
Because that's how trees work. So there are 7 junior trainers in here. 3 of them are hovering around Erica inside of the shrub square. And then 4 of them are just kind of spread out throughout the outside part of the gym. They use grass types, obviously. Their levels range.
Which, there's 7 junior trainers?
7 junior trainers.
Is that the most so far?
I don't remember.
I think that's the most
so far. Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, definitely. Because Brock had 1. Misty had...
Maybe three. And then Lieutenant Surge had
also like 3.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is definitely the most so far at 7. I think the next 2 have more, but I'm not sure how many are actually in Sabrina's as opposed to how many I think are in there.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure Koga has more than 7 in his.
Okay. But also another fun thing. It's a grass type gym. So if you started with a Charmander, your time has come.
It finally pays off.
You have been preparing for this moment your whole life.
The junior trainers' levels range from 21 to 26. Some changes to the layout over the years. In Gen 2, you don't need cut to get through anymore. The whole gym is just open. There's only 5 junior trainers. And in Gen 4, it's just totally different. There's some large floral trelisses. Is that what, like, the archways?
I would call those a trellis, yeah.
Okay, there's like 6 of those that are like really big.
Yeah.
And those and flower pots on the ground kind of make a maze that you have to go through to get to the end.
And that's the one that I'm the most familiar with. So that's why I said head. Yeah.
You also need cut to get into that.
Yeah. I don't know if you probably wrote it down or not. The junior trainers, like what they got, anything. It's just grass types.
It's just grass types. There's a lot of like Bellsprout and Oddish family.
Yeah.
That's most of it because that's most of the grass types. There might be some Bulbasaurs spread through just for variety.
Maybe an Execute here or there.
Maybe an Execute. Tangela shows up.
By the time you get to Gen 4, there's a lot more, but, like, who could tell?
Right. I don't know. We'll talk about Erica in a minute, but when you beat her, you get the Rainbow Badge. This badge allows you to use strength outside of battle and allows Pokemon up to level 50 to obey you, whether they're traded or not.
Yeah.
They'll just listen to you because you're, like, real strong now.
Because you got a badge to prove you. But, hey, excuse me, Gengar, look at this badge that I have. I run this place.
And he looks at it with his big Rosie O'Donnell grin, and he's like, Gengar. And then he licks whoever you tell him to.
Which translates to like, yeah, all right. You got me.
She also gives you a TM in Gen 1. It's TM 21, which is Mega Drain. So, like, who cares? But in Gen 2 through 4, it's TM 19, which is the same through all of those, which is, like, real good planning on their part.
Yeah.
It's Giga Drain, which is much better.
Right.
Mega Drain is the step under that. It's the step between Absorb and Giga Drain.
This is 1,000 Mega Drains. This is 1 Giga Drain.
Yeah. Giga Drain's pretty good. I use Giga Drain on my Venusaur, I think. But it heals half what it deals for damage.
Yeah.
And if you're hitting like ground types and stuff, it does pretty decent.
Cool.
So that's the gym. So let's talk about the gym leader.
All right.
Again, I don't think you've been doing this.
But if you want to
layer the gym leader battle music under this, that would be neat.
Yeah, I'll do that from now on.
Okay. Maybe we'll do a reversioned Kanto like 10 seasons from now after we do X and Y.
Season 18. Keep an eye out for season 18 of Pokemon World Tour where I go back and change some music. I have to re-edit the whole thing because it's just under the... I don't have those files anymore, so...
Right. Never mind. We won't do that.
Not unless I have a lot of free time.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
Me either.
So Erica, you guys know Erica. She's got like short hair, comes down just to about her chin. She wears a kimono. She's known as the nature-loving princess.
I like that.
She's very proper and ladylike, and she's a teacher of the art of flower arrangement. When you talk to her, she claims to only use Pokemon that she finds attractive, but like... A lot of grass types are ugly. A lot of the grass types that she uses are or ugly.
Does she use Bulbasaur?
No.
That's the only pretty grass type that I can think of.
She uses a Venusaur in like the world tournament.
Right.
But that's it.
That's it? I don't know.
She's very calm and relaxed. Has been known to just doze off at times. Though if she has a particularly tough, like really engaging Pokemon battle, she kind of gets fired up and excited. Yeah. That's all her personality.
That's it. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Where does that come through? Is that just in like...
It comes through...
Reading between the lines or is there like some sort of...
There's like when you first talk to her in Gen 1, when you challenge her,
yeah.
She's like, oh, it's such a pleasant day. Whoops, must have dozed off. Hi, America.
Right.
In Gen 3, there's an item called the Fame Checker, which is like a Pokedex for important trainers, kind of. And as you gather like information, there's NPCs that will talk about just like what they do sometimes or like, who they are. And a lot of it comes from that.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
In Heart Gold and Soul Silver, after you go through, get all the badges, all 16 badges, because Gold is the strongest trainer.
Yeah.
She can be found by Celadon's Fountain between the hours of 3 and 5 p.m., and she'll give you her phone number when you talk to her. If you call her on Sunday morning, you can arrange to have another battle with her at the Fighting Dojo. You know how all that works. We've talked about that before. So here's her Pokemon.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Hit me.
The first gym battle in Generation 1 and 3. Generations 1 and 3. She has a level 29 Victory Bell, a level 24 Tangela, and a level 29 Vileplume.
Okay.
In yellow, it's a little different to match the anime. She has a level 30 Tangela, a level 32 Weepin' Bell, and a level 32 Gloom.
That tracks. That does match the anime.
I read a little bit about the anime while I was researching Erica, so like, have a little bit of knowledge about what happens in the episode. I've also seen it, but that was so long ago. But I know like the outline of the episode, so I can contribute to that, but I'm not gonna, so we can just kind of get through it. In Gen 2, she has a level 42 Tangela, a level 46 Victory Bell, a level 41 Jumpluff, and a level 46 Bellossom. Jumpluff and Bellossom, I think, are the only two that I would call pretty or cute so far.
Bellossom is like a pretty, like,
that's a pretty Pokemon.
It's a little dancing lady Pokemon. Like a little, like, she's in like a dress.
In Generation 4, the first time you fight her for her badge, she has those same Pokemon, but their levels are bumped up. And I'm just going to respectively go down the list to 52, 56, 51, and 56.
What happened to her Vileplume?
She swapped it out for Bellossom.
Okay.
Because in the rematch, she has a level 54 Shiftry, which is like a tree witch.
Yeah.
On stilts. You know, so pretty, so attractive.
What a what a beautiful
babe.
Creature.
What a babe of a Pokemon a that Shiftry is. Level 53 Jumpluff, level 56 Victory Bell, 56 Bellossom, level 60 Tangrowth, and a level 55 Roserade. Roserade is also handsome. It's a handsome Pokemon.
I couldn't picture it. Tangrowth? Does Tangela evolve?
Tangela evolves now into a fatter, uglier Tangela with arms, with like vine arms.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep.
That was a Gen 4 thing, right?
Yes.
When they started being like, here's just everyone gets evolution.
It's like level up Tangela with the move Ancient Power, I think.
That's weird.
And it'll evolve
into a rock type move.
Yep. It'll evolve into Tangrowth, which is just a bigger Tangela.
Well, you gotta fill out that Pokedex somehow.
But that's it for Celadon City. We got our badge. Our level 50 trait of Gengar is listening to us.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
Yes.
So let's leave.
Okay.
Let's bounce.
Cool. We out. We got nothing left to do here.
We'll go heal real quick. Boop, 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 boop. Done. All right. We're going to leave west. We're going to go to the cycling road.
Okay.
Because there's two ways we can go now. Because we have the water or the tea. So we could just go to Saffron if we wanted to.
Which is what I always did. And what I thought was the deal.
Yeah. Here's what should have happened. They shouldn't let you in there yet. You should have to get the tea or some water or whatever in Fuchsia and then come back. Because that's the way they want you to go.
Yeah.
But Saffron's right there. Nobody goes to Fuchsia first.
Nobody does.
We're gonna.
I didn't even know that until like last time we recorded and you said that that's the way it's supposed to go.
The only reason I know that is because if I look at my arm where I have all the badges tattooed on me, Koga's badge is before Sabrina's badge.
Have I mentioned that we are both very cool? Josh more so than I am.
I am a pretty cool dude.
It's a good looking tattoo, I'm not gonna lie.
So we're gonna head west.
Okay.
There's a small route, Route 16, just outside of Celadon. It basically just serves as the gate to Route 17, which is the cycling road. Sometimes Snorlax will be here in front of the gate, and by sometimes, I mean, this is where Snorlax shows up a lot.
Okay.
It, like, every game, he's right here, just chilling.
Okay.
So this is your second chance to catch Snorlax in Gens 1 and 3. In Generation 4, I think this is where the Snorlax is.
Yeah, so if you don't
If I'm not mistaken. No, there's one by the Diglett's Cave in Generation 4. So maybe there's not one here. I think there's only the one.
I thought there were two in Gen 4, but I don't know.
Maybe there are. Either way, this is the second location for Snorlax.
Right.
There is a cut tree that leads to a path that goes up and around the gatehouse. Behind there is just a hidden building. Inside is a girl. She'll give you HMO2, which is fly.
Right.
As long as you don't tell anyone where she's hiding.
Wow. Ooh.
There's no other information about this girl. She just like is a hermit, I guess. She's very reclusive.
That's weird.
She's like, take this HM, fly away from here, and never come back.
Because I knew about obviously I got fly back in the day.
Did she used to be in Team Rocket? Now she's like in hiding just so they don't like find her?
Oh, maybe.
That's cool. That's the new thing. That's what she is.
That's it.
That's the headcanon.
That's the headcanon. Pokemon World Tour headcanon accepted.
There's a little bit of grass on this route, so there's a couple Pokemon.
Okay.
In Gen 1, you can get Rattata, Raticate, Spearow, Fearow, Doduo, or Snorlax when he pops up.
Again, save before you do Snorlax.
Yeah, just have some Great Balls. At least some Great Balls.
Just throw some Great Balls at him.
In Gen 2, there's Grimer, Muk, Slugma, and Murkrow. Gen 3 takes away Fearow. I don't know.
Fearow's an ugly Pokemon.
Gen 4 doesn't add anything new to the grass, but you can Headbutt to get Spearow, Heracross, and Combee. The Hoenn Sound will give you Plusle and Minun, and Sinnoh Sound will give you Shinx.
Those are like the go-tos
Go-to boys. Yeah. They could have done so much more.
They could have.
But instead they were like, hey, do the same ones again.
Hey, you know what kids love? Plusle and Minun. And Shinx.
And Shinx. Oh, Shinx is pretty cool.
I don't know what it is. Is that the Luxray?
Yeah, it's the baby Luxray.
Is it like a little is it like Simba but with like a star for a tail?
A little bit, yeah.
It's all right. It's cute.
I like him. I think he's pretty cute. I also really like Luxray. So.
Right, sure.
So you go through the gatehouse, come out the other side. You're on your bike, whether you want to be or not.
You have to be. You are on cycling road.
Are on the cycling road. If you do not have a bike, you cannot come this way. So hopefully you went back to Cerulean and traded your voucher in for a bike, or else you're going to Saffron. You can't go nowhere else. It's a very long north to south route. If you go, there's like an event horizon from the northmost part where you come out of the gate to where like the bridge starts. And if you cross that line, you are automatically rolling forward.
Can you go back up? Or is
you can
like
go back
crawled?
Up, but it's a slow crawl. It's like half your walking speed to get back up.
No.
The route is split into three paths by a channel of water down the middle. The middle path doesn't go all the way down. It ends about halfway and then just kind of merges over to the western path. In Gen 4, I think there's only two paths. I don't think that middle path even exists anymore.
So. Is there something on there? Is there like a...
No, it's just some trainers.
Oh, okay.
And it gives like a hard dead end so you can stop. So you can fish in the water easier than having to hold like left.
Right.
Because as soon as you let go of a directional button, you're going down.
You're gone. Yeah, you are just flying down the road, the cycling road.
This route throughout every generation is full of nothing but bikers and cue balls. Cue balls are just like bald, tough guys.
They're street toughs.
They're street toughs. Which makes it kind of a dangerous place and like a gang hangout a little bit.
Yeah,
Because the bikers are on motorcycles.
Yeah, they're... They're bikers.
Yeah. There's no cyclists, which is also a form of trainer.
Yeah. It's weird that, like, that's where they went. They're like, hey, here's cycling road. Like, an exercise road.
Yeah. This is where the gangs hang out in Kanto.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, there's already the biggest gang in every town. There's Team Rocket.
Right.
So, like, they all got muscles out. The only place they can go is here.
There's cycling road.
Team Rocket don't got bikes. They're not allowed here. They respect that one rule. So the rest of the gang just have to like sit in one place on cycling road.
They're spread out throughout the whole road, from top to bottom, tip to toe. They are a gang.
But what I'm saying is like
you could also fight gang members in other places, like that route between Lavender and Saffron. There's a couple bikers and jerks over there.
Right.
But not like this. This is like the gathering. Where they all hang out.
Gathering of the Juggalos right here.
Don't mention Juggalos on our Pokemon podcast, Jake.
Too late. It happened.
These punkers use mostly fighting and poison type Pokemon, though a couple of Voltorbs and Magmars show up. But in HeartGold and SoulSilver, there's one biker. His name is Ernest. You know what his Pokemon team is?
I hope it's like a lovely set of Pokemon.
It's a Teddy Ursa and a Meryl.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
You can get his phone number and he'll call you for rematches. So I don't know if he just keeps them as little cute babies. I hope he does.
I hope so. That would be great.
But everyone else is like, go Weezing and like Grimer, Machamp.
He's like, go Teddy Ursa.
Go Teddy Ursa. Go get him. My cute little boy. My little baby boy.
Go get him, sweetums.
And Meryl just like rolls out. He's like, hey guys, my tail floats.
Remember that was called Pika Blue? I also remember a lot of Fearows. Were there a lot of Fearows on this, or is it...
There's one patch of grass at, like, the top part of the cycling, like, the bridge part that makes you go down. There's, like, a little bit of grass up there. In Gen 1, there's Raticate, Spearow, Fearow, Ponyta, Doduo, and Dodrio are in there.
Okay.
You can also fish in that little channel and get Magikarp, Poliwag, Goldeen, Tentacool, Shellder, and Krabby. In Gen 2, I don't think you can fish anymore. Or it's the same Pokemon, so I didn't write them down. But in the grass, you can now also find Grimer, Muk, and Slugma.
Okay.
Slugma was not there before because now he's new.
Also, and he's as hot as the sun, right?
He's as hot as the sun. He's burning up all the grass.
All the grass is burnt. Great. Way to go, Slugma.
And, like, the bridge is melting. Because if he's as hot as the sun...
And also, all of the air has cooked, and the world's gone. Who wrote this Pokedex entry?
If he... I don't know how big he is, because we haven't spotlit him yet. But if he's as hot as the sun, how far out does that radiate? Like, how far away can you feel that?
I don't know. I don't know why it would dissipate. In a anything meaningful to humans.
Like, that would cover the Earth.
Yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying.
The sun is very hot.
Yeah.
One Slugma would ruin everything. Yeah,
pretty much. It was probably, like, as hot as, like a stove burner on 3, and a 10-year-old touched it and went, that's like the sun!
That's as hot as the sun. I'm going to write that in my digital book.
That some old man is making me fill out, so I'm just putting what I think as a 10-year-old, which is not, traditionally speaking, a smart group of people. They're cookie dough. They're cookie dough people. They're not done cooking yet.
I like to think the Grimer and Muk pop up because the punkers are just kind of like polluting and throwing all their trash over there.
Yeah.
So these gross poison types are like, oh, I'm going to eat that trash.
Yeah, let me live here.
Which like cleans up the area, but also now Grimers and Muks live
they're
there.
Just, they're just gross looking. They're very misunderstood.
Generation 4, the Pokemon are the same as Route 16.
Okay.
So I did not write this down. So this is where we're going to stop traveling. There is, I think, another small route at the bottom of Cycling Road that leads into Fuchsia.
Yeah.
So that's where we'll start next time, because I didn't check.
Okay.
Because I think there's just like a little bit, and I know there's like some Sandshrews in there.
Probably.
Because that's where I caught Sandshrew. We'll talk about that next time.
Okay.
So, Jake, pull up your bullet points and tell us what happened in the anime.
All right. Okay, Josh, so the episode is called Pokemon Sensation.
On board so far.
Yeah, I know you would be. Also, I noticed this time that whenever they say the word Pokemon in the title card, it's the logo.
Yes.
Like, they don't just write it out, even though it's just written out in, like, this just would be regular, but they need to...
No, it's the logo. It's branded.
They gotta brand that. So here's the gist. Ash thinks perfume is stupid and gets a lifetime ban from the gym because of that. Because he goes in, they go into the town. Brock is like, oh, I smell something pretty. And Missy's like, oh, me too. And Pikachu's like, yeah, Pika. And so they like they follow their noses, Toucan Sam style.
Do they float over?
No.
Okay.
But, well.
Brock might.
Brock might. Well, actually, he doesn't. Brock's the only one we see go over there. And he, like, slams his face up against a window.
Oh, he's the pervy old guy
he's
outside.
He's the pervy old guy. And he's like, I think I'm going to like this town. There's a lot of cuties in there. And it's just a bunch of girls, like, talking about perfume and boys and whatever. And then he's like, you waste your time here. This is Ash. Like, you waste your time here. Pikachu, where did you go? Where are you guys? It turns back around. They're in the perfume shop. So he goes in and he's like, this is stupid. It's a waste of money. And then the manager, who's, like, in a kimono and has, like, a Japanese hairstyle, we'll find out it's kind of a wig. It's an illusion put upon. And she's like, you saying I make cheap crap and sell for more money than it's worth? And he's like, no, I think all perfume is not worth anything.
He's such a dumb 10-year-old.
He's such a dummy. And so she kicks him out, and she's like, get out of here. You're done. You're burnt. Dash,
don't you never come back.
So he is like, fine, whatever. I'm going to go to the gym. He goes to the gym, and they're like, no, because that stinky perfume that you hate, we make here in the gym. Lifetime ban. Stamp his face with a red X.
That doesn't wash off. That's a lifetime ban.
Knocks him on his keister. Well, it does wash off, but
Then you run a black light over it, yeah, and he's exactly. Always got a big X on his face.
So then we cut to Team Rocket. They sneak into the gym. They're trying to find the scent. Jessie wants to use the scent on herself to get a bunch of, like a harem of boys to feed her grapes and do her bidding. James wants to sell it for money. Meowth wants to sell it for money also and just get a lot of cat food. Like, that's his goal, is to get a lot of cat food. So they go in looking for it. They find a Gloom instead, and the Gloom just kills them with its stank. It just smells so bad they die. At one point, this is notable. Meowth is freaking out. He's like, ah, it's like my nose is on fire. And they're like, you don't have a nose. And he goes, oh, you're right. The cartoonists forgot to give me one. What, Meowth?
Then does he suddenly not smell it anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, right. I'm not drawn with a nose, and I'm fine with knowing that I am a cartoon character. I would lose my mind. They get caught. They get thrown outside. They're hung up in a tree. They're, like, wrapped up in a rope around their body and just hung from trees, which is, like, real mean. This is a real jerk move. Like, maybe throw them in jail. But they're just, like, hanging out here to, like,
starve. Is there a jail? I know there's police, but, like, is there a jail?
I imagine there has to be.
They just throw them in the back of the Pokemon Center? Where would they keep them?
I don't know. So Ash comes across him and is like, you guys hanging out again? He doesn't say it like a joke, which is the weirdest part of
he
this.
He plays it
very,
very
cool,
straight.
Very close to the vest. And they're like, yeah, you got a lifetime ban, didn't you? He doesn't have his X on his face anymore. They do. They all got lifetime bans. And he's like, you got a lifetime ban on your face, didn't you? And he's like, no. Yeah, shut up. Was it to you? And Jesse is like, I'm going to trick you into helping us get back into there. And he's like, okay. Because basically she's like, you're never going to get to the Pokemon League if you don't get in there. I know how to get you in there. And he's like, all right, fine. Cut to the department store. Ash is dressed like a girl. That's the whole plan. And they're like, he's got like a blonde wig on. They went through the trouble of dyeing his eyebrows blonde. So it's a very thorough con job.
That's good. That's a good thinking ahead.
Yeah. Basically, they're like, we're going to pretend to be your parents. We'll enroll you in the Pokemon classes there, and then you can challenge her, and it'll be fine.
It's the flower arranging class.
It's not a flower arranging class.
No?
It's like show and tell about an Omanyte. I don't know what the class is supposed to be, but that's what the class is. They enroll him. Then they're like, all right, bye, sweetie. We'll see you later. And then they like ditch their clothes and like run to go find the secret perfume. Ash walks into the room. Brock and Misty and Pikachu are in there with a bunch of young girls, like 10-year-old girls, who are just listening to Erica read a story about Omanyte. That's it.
It's Omanyte story time. Yep. This is the recess of the flower arranging class.
I guess. I don't know. But there's like a bunch of Pokemon. There's like Weaving Bells and Gloom and all that. They're like, Misty's like, hey, how come this Gloom doesn't stink so much? Like, I hear that you can't be around Gloom because they smell the worst ever, and this one doesn't. Why is that? And Erica's like, oh, it's because it's like as long as I don't feel threatened, then they're fine. And this has been my buddy for a million years when it saved me from a Grimer. It doesn't feel threatened or anything. And like, oh, cool. Erica is the manager from the department store, from the perfume store. Ash like sees it, and then there's like a Erica with like a border of like vines and glooms spinning in the corners.
Sure.
And then it cuts to earlier when he saw the manager. Like it's just like different hair and different clothes. Here's the thing though, everyone's face is the same. He's like, oh, I hope she doesn't recognize me. No, Ash, your face is the same as everyone else's face.
He has like little squigglies under his eyes.
That's true. That's dead giveaway.
That's what makes him different.
Dead giveaway. He gets busted. They're like, oh, I wish Ash was here to see this because I am here. I mean, don't look at me. I'm a shy little girl. He's such a dummy. And then Pikachu's like, you're Ash. And blasts him with electricity and his wig crumbles like a wig does.
Pikachu, just like be
just
cool,
be
man.
Cool, dude. Then he's like, all right, you wouldn't let me in. I got a ban. I want to fight you, though. And Erica goes, okay, I have to accept because of the Pokemon rules. But if he wouldn't have got his way in here, she wouldn't have accepted because like he got a lifetime ban. I don't know.
Yeah, he would have had to just like bump into her on the street and be right. Like, I challenge you. You're a gym leader. You have to fight me now.
Those are the rules. Oh, yeah. So they fight. Fight is real one-sided. Erica is womping on Ash. At one point, he throws Bulbasaur out. Bulbasaur gets done sport by Tangela. And I guess that faints it because they talk about it like that's it for Bulbasaur when he gets called back, even though he's just paralyzed. Then he sends out Charmander. She switches out with Weeping Belle. And Charmander gets beat up again using Stink. Well, it
stink?
Doesn't...
Is that what you said?
The stink. It's not a move. It's just Gloom's smell
right. Is
an attack in this anime. But basically, when Weeping Belle's out, it's like razor leaf, and it burns that, and there's like the leaves like on fire falling down. And so she calls Weeping Belle back and is like, all right, that's it. You're done.
You fainted because your move missed.
Yeah, your move missed, but like you're fine. So she sends out Gloom. Gloom kills him by stinking so much. And he's like, all right, what am I going to do? I'm dead. I'm dead in the water. I'm dead and I don't even know it. And Pikachu's like, hey, I got this. And he's like, no, but that smells so bad, it'll kill you. And Pikachu's like, no, I'm cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about a thing. But before we can find out whether or not Pikachu had this or not, Team Rocket attacks and sets off a bomb right next to themselves because, quote, Meowth didn't want to forget where he put it.
What is this show?
I don't know.
I'm excited to get this far and see how we got from the first episode to this.
And he calls it like a blaster ball or something, but it's a bomb. Right. It's like a classic, like,
I have this jelly donut.
Yeah.
I love these jelly donuts.
Exactly. And so they're like, what are you going to do with that? He's like, I'm going to blow this place up because I hate it. And so then he does, but it was right next to them because he didn't want to forget where the bomb.
So they also got blown up.
So they get blown up. They blast off, but they have the secret perfume scent. So the whole place is on fire. Ash helps put it out. Everybody helps put it out. There's like the fire department shows up. Misty and Ash have their water Pokemon doing water gun. But Erica's like, I can't find Gloom. We saved every other Pokemon except for the one that saved my life because I guess I'm an awful person. And so Ash is like, I'll run back in the fire and does that. He's like, oh, I just have to follow that terrible smell. And so he follows the Gloom smell because it's afraid, so it's making bad smells. Right. He gets to it and he's like, ugh. Come here, I can't, you're so smelly. And he's like, wait a minute, no, it doesn't smell in here. Why does it smell in here? And there's a flashback to her being like, it won't smell if it doesn't feel threatened. Ash's presence is like calming it, I guess, which is a nice moment.
Sure, I mean, it should still be panicking because it's like, not saved yet.
It's not saved, and also, there's fire everywhere.
That's just Ash.
It's just Ash Ketchum. That dude's a loser.
He died in a building once.
He did. So he gets Gloom out, and Erica's like, thank you, here's a badge.
Thanks, I know I whomped you into the dirt. Have my badge, please. Thank you.
And then they're like, well, Team Rocket still got away with the perfume. And she's like, no, the thing that was in the safe is just essence of Gloom.
It's just concentrated Gloom stink.
So they're like, yeah, and they open the perfume, and then it's the Gloom smell, and I guess they die in a hotel somewhere. And that's the anime.
Hot diggity dog. That sounds like a lot of fun.
it was a trip.
Well, I think I picked a very fitting spotlight Pokemon for this, so let's go talk about that.
All right.
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Gloom!
Is this the first evolved Pokemon that we've
done? I think this is the first evolved Pokemon that we've done.
All right. Well, Gloom is National Pokedex number 44, and it is known as the Weed Pokemon. Keep all your jokes to yourself. It is a grass poison type Pokemon.
Okay.
Stands at about 2'7" and weighs 19 pounds.
All right. Most grass Pokemon are grass poison Pokemon in Gen 1, right?
Yeah. Even Bulbasaur.
Yeah. That's weird.
Tangela is not.
Well, Weavinbell is not, right?
No, I think it is.
That's weird.
Execute is half psychic, not poison. But I think Tangela is the only pure grass Pokemon in Gen 1.
What a weird thing. Anyway, Gloom.
Its abilities are Chlorophyll, which will double its speed in sunlight. And its hidden ability is Stench.
Okay.
Which in Generation 5 and later has a 10% chance of making your opponent flinch when you hit it with a damaging move.
Okay.
So it does not have to be a physical hit. It can be any move that causes damage.
If it takes damage, there's a percentage it'll flinch. I like that.
It does not stack with the items like the King's Rock or the Scope Lens, I think, that also boost your flinching rate.
Right.
Does not stack with that.
Okay.
Outside of battle, it reduces the encounter rate by 50%.
Because it's stinky.
Because he's so smelly, all the Pokemon die. Half the Pokemon die.
How about half of them fall faint in the bushes?
It evolves from Oddish at level 21 and evolves into Vileplume if you use a Leaf Stone or into Bellossom if you use a Sunstone on it.
That's neat. I like that Gloom has a split.
Yeah.
Also, the splits are very different.
They are very different. Bellossom, I don't know the numbers because I didn't look, but is smaller than Gloom.
Yeah, it's like a little tiny thing.
Which is real weird.
It's like a borrower.
Let's talk about the Pokédex.
Okay.
I don't really know how we transition between parts, so I'm just going to...
We rarely do.
I was going to
with any grace.
Jump into it. It oozes a liquid from its mouth that appears to be drool, but is actually a sweet, very sticky nectar used to attract prey. It has a particularly...
Gross.
This is gross. We're not done. Yeah, he's very gross. It's like... top to bottom. So gross. It has a very foul stench, which is caused both by the nectar leaking from its mouth and the pollen from the pistils of its flower.
Pistils being a flower term and not a gun.
Right, yeah, not the gun. It's P-I-S-T-I-L. Yes. Allegedly, this stench can be smelled from over a mile away. This is very troubling.
Yes.
Because if this stench is accidentally inhaled, it may cause you to faint, or even in more serious cases, which I guess is like, if you just sniff all up
if you just huff a gloom,
could cause memory loss. Oh. But one in 1,000 people actually like the smell of gloom.
That's weird.
And that might kind of explain what Erica likes, thinks gloom is a pretty Pokemon, because right. She thinks it smells
she's
nice.
She's the one in 1,000. Maybe. So you can smell skunks from like a mile and a half away, or half a mile away.
Yeah.
So like that's normal. That's like a thing that's in the world, because skunks is stinky.
But skunk ain't going to kill you.
You're not going to forget who you are because of a skunk. You might go, oh, there's a skunk somewhere, but you're not going to be like, hey, what am I doing here? Who am right. I?
I forgot how to drive a car.
Crashed dead.
And then going along with what you said in the anime episode, the more threatened that the Pokemon is, the more stink it lets out. If it's calm, it does not smell. It also seems to enjoy its own stench. And smelling, this is weird. I can't remember what game this part was from, but smelling itself causes it to produce, like it likes the smell of the honey that it produces.
Okay.
So the more of its honey that it smells, the more honey that it makes.
So it's just like a overflowing font of stink honey.
I guess. And that's Gloom. That's Gloom in a nutshell.
Okay.
Very weird Pokemon.
Very weird.
Glooms can be found commonly on routes that border water. I clicked like all the different maps for the routes that you can find them, yeah. And all of them are on water, which is really neat. And yeah. It has to be planned, because it's in every generation that right. They do that. Rarely you can find it more inland during the nighttime, and you can also find them in caves or forests, which also have bodies of water in them.
Right. So some sort of like water plant.
I guess it likes it damp.
It does like it damp. It does look like a damp Pokemon.
It does.
Okay.
There's only one bit of interesting trivia. The other one was just like something weird I didn't write down. But Gloom is the only Pokemon with two types, grass and poison, that evolves into a Pokemon with one type, Blossom being pure grass type.
Right. It loses a type.
It's the only Pokemon that does that.
That's weird. I guess the Sunstone purifies it?
That could be. And that's why it doesn't turn into a bigger, stinkier flower. Yeah. It turns into just like a pretty flower
and
lady.
Because it loses all the poison part of it, that it like slims out.
Right.
Because that it's just like there's just poison clogging up your veins, I guess. I always forget that Blossom is from...
It's from Gloom.
Gloom.
Yeah. It looks the most different of the four in that family.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because Oddish is just like Gloom that hasn't got a hat yet.
It hasn't like bloomed.
Yeah. And then Vileplume is just like
full bloom gloom.
Full bloom gloom, but like a more alert version.
Yeah.
And then Blossom is like this little pretty flower lady. Like
with like a petal dress.
Yeah.
I like Blossom. It's a real cute Pokemon. So Gloom's origin, it resembles the flower. I'm going to say this wrong because this is a stupid flower name. Rafflesia arnaldi.
Oh, that very common flower.
It's a nocturnal, stinky flower.
Okay.
In Animal Crossing, if you let your town get overrun with weeds, one will pop up in your town, and it looks like the top of a Vileplume.
Okay. I thought it was like a mushroom. But I guess it's not very mushroomy.
It's like a thick, like the petals are thick yeah. and real gross. It's a gross-looking flower.
Huh. Never let my town get that overrun in Animal Crossing.
I mean, just log in now. You haven't played in
this
I haven't
played in a year, like 2 years.
The 1 in 1,000... people liking its stink part of the Pokedex could reference the flower's pollen, like the real flower pollen, which can be made into a perfume somehow, which that ties it into the anime episode in a weird way.
Yeah.
But also kind of equates it to a skunk smell, which I guess has a similar quality and that some people like it.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Everything I know about smells comes from one episode of the Magic School Bus.
Sure.
Okay. And so they had to make a smell? Maybe they're making a perfume? I don't know. But they're just like dumping smells into a beaker, however that would work, right? And they made it and they're like, oh, this smells terrible. But if you add one molecule of skunk, it brings it all together.
Right.
So maybe it's something like that, where, like, that might, I don't think that's based on anything real, because it's the Magic School Bus, so it's, like, tertiary, like,
I mean, it might be.
Tangentially.
Like, it's like real science that they talk about on the Magic School Bus.
I mean, it is and it isn't. I don't know. I mean, it's from the 90s, so I don't know how accurate it is anymore, you know?
Right.
But literally everything I know about how smell works is from that. So maybe it's something to where, like, that terrible smell combined with, like, some other smells totally flips it.
Right.
Somehow.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not a perfumologist.
The stink of gloom seems to just be a skunk smell.
Okay.
But like a super powerful skunk smell.
So it really is the weed Pokemon.
I said, keep your jokes to yourself.
I did, and then I shared it.
Its name, the word gloom, is like a state of sadness or depression, which may refer to its gross smell, making people just feel bad.
Yeah.
Or the way its face just looks sad and kind of
sullen. It looks
sad.
It looks sleepy to me.
He does look more sleepy than sad. Plus, he's drooling, which like I do all the time when I'm sleeping.
When I'm sleeping,
It may also be like bloom.
Right.
It might be a combination of those. And that's it for gloom. That's all I got for gloom.
Okay. What would you name a gloom?
Name him Ol' Stinky.
Ol' Stinky. I would name it.
Because I didn't think of that ahead of time. Also, we did not do that for Eevee.
Well, look.
I don't have a name for Eevee. I would just call it Eevee.
I like the name Eevee. I would probably name it Eevee so that when it evolved, it would still be named Eevee. What would I name a gloom? I would name it something like, what's a portobello or something? Like some mushroom name.
Some mushroom?
Yeah. Because I know it's not a mushroom, but like it is.
Bella mushrooms. Maybe that's just portobello mushrooms.
I think maybe.
It's shortened. White mushrooms. Those are the ones we carry at work. White and Bella. There's more. There's a lot of mushrooms. Look them up.
Yeah, you can do that on your own time. All right. So we're not going to do nicknames again. We're trying to just get this one down a little bit. I didn't prepare any. I don't want to go searching for Reddit threads or anything. So next time we'll be ready. We'll have some more nicknames. If you guys have nicknames, please send them in. We'll rate yours. We'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. But for now, we're going to jump on over to fan interactions.
All right, so on the Twitter side of things, we've been talking with Alan about the RPG a lot.
Yeah.
And we've also put out a call, I think, for people who might want to play with us.
Yeah.
And Shannon Manor replied saying, guys, I will always be Team Rocket if you need it. Cassidy and I have ruined actual real Pokemon tourneys by showing up as Team Rocket. I'm here for this.
That's great.
Cassidy jumped in and said, the faces of frustration and despair as we sent out our Meowth and Wobbuffet in team battles was so real.
That's great. That is like...
Right, because these people are like, I would be the very best. And you're like, no, you're not. We're Team Rocket. They used Meowth. That's just, you guys are the best. You guys
that's
are
awesome.
The best.
We will for sure be in contact getting you for Team Rocket to do some Team Rocket stuff. I don't know what the story is because that's all on Alan. He's keeping that. And then for whenever we do the second one that you run, Team Rocket will factor in. So like,
Team Rocket is a very major part of this first story arc. Also, Shannon, I wrote it around you, so I need you in on this.
Anything else? Anything else on Twitter?
We actually just got one a day ago from Joey.
Okay.
Nothing too major. Just not sure if I sent this, but since your highlight Pokemon was Eevee, this is my wallet, and it's a picture of his wallet, and it's just all the Eeveelutions kind of like broken up like the Eevee EP cover is.
Okay. That's pretty awesome.
It's a cool looking wallet. I really like this wallet.
Nice.
But that's it. That's it for Twitter so far.
All right. Well, we got an email. It is from Derek. He says the subject line is "I love PWT." Thank you.
We love you too.
We love you too. Hey, Jake and Josh, I've been listening to your podcast for several months now, and I'm a huge fan. You two really put a lot of dedication and energy into presenting information, and you do so in a very entertaining way. I've loved Pokemon since the beginning, and it's so fun to hear the nostalgia of Kanto revisited in your style. Don't stop, Derek.
Don't stop, won't stop,
can't
Derek.
Stop.
We can't.
Can't at this point. We got our head in front of our knees, and like a little toddler, we just cannot keep going forward. Cannot stop from going forward is what I meant to say.
Can't not keep going forward.
Look, I took a nap right before we recorded.
I know. I sound like I did, but I didn't. I'm just a little sleepy.
Also, speaking of Derek, we have two new patrons.
We do.
On Patreon. First is Christina.
Oh, this is the thank you
this
part?
This is the thank you part.
Thanks, Christina.
And then the second one is Derek.
Thank you, Derek.
The same Derek.
Both for that email and supporting us. We truly, truly appreciate
it. We very much appreciate it. It helps a ton. I just realized today, I'm like, hey, we get like a not, like, it's not like huge. We're not making like comedy
right,
buttons.
We can't live off it, but it's not a small amount
of money.
It's
not a small amount of money. Like, I can buy new shoes next month.
Yeah.
Which is something I am very excited to do. I'm on my feet all day, so like I have to wear running shoes because they're the only thing with enough cushion like to keep me going. And like mine are tore up. So I'm like,
yeah, I have like memory foam, extra supportive sole.
Yeah.
Like lightweight running shoes that I just wear to work.
Yeah.
Because I have to stand for 8 hours.
Yeah. So like same. And then like I walk to and from, it's about a mile on top of that. So like thank you guys. my back appreciates it. But yeah, that's the email. That's all the stuff that I had. We already talked about the RPG earlier.
Me too.
Guys, I'm very excited for the RPG. I haven't even told Josh what my character is.
No, he won't. He wants it to be a surprise.
Yeah. I don't know what the plans are. I mean, I guess I can reveal one thing. It's going to take place in Kanto 20 years later because it's been 20 years since Pokemon came out. So it's like 20 years later. So it'll be like updated and like maybe Pallet Town has like 9 people living in it. Like, you know.
Right. My character is kind of just me, but like a dumb 17-year-old. So like exactly me when I was 17. Because okay. I'm new to role playing and I gotta kinda dip
my
toes in
somewhere.
And get used to it.
This is nothing to do with Pokemon, but when I was 13, my friend other Josh, I probably talked about him several times. And Eli, we started this like homebrew super hacked RPG game that had like no rules, or it was just like RPG, and like we had dice, and what dice you had to roll was completely up to whoever was DMing at the moment. And we played that for like 7 years.
Nice.
So like, but we started as us,
right?
Because that was the easiest thing to do. And so like, I get it. If you haven't role played a lot, like the character you know the best is you. So like, go into it.
Also, we're playing Pokemon Tabletop United.
Yeah,
that's the one we're playing.
That. Yeah,
it seems. At first, I was like, Tabletop Adventures seems more accessible because it's kind of like D&D. Like, it uses a lot of the same principles. But then I read through some of it, and it's, United seems more well put together.
Yeah, it's like it's not as as math intensive.
Yeah.
As
both of them seem a little complicated, so I'm toying with the idea of trying to make an easier one. But, I mean...
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work. That's like a $1,000 milestone.
Yeah,
just an idea.
Yeah, speaking of milestones, probably a good time to talk about this. We're going to be adding some new ones pretty soon. We have a $200 one that is Pokemon World Tour specific.
Yeah, out. Forgot what it was.
We're going to do...
But I remember talking about it.
I think currently it's monthly or maybe bi-weekly. I don't know, depending on how long the first one that we record takes. Spotlights.
That's right.
So it'll be like extra spotlights, probably going over whole families of Pokemon.
Right. So we can, like, just get some of these done.
Yeah.
Because there's 721 Pokemon. Yeah. And guys, we know there's more coming.
There's going to be more. Like
721 is such a weird number to stop at.
Yeah. We've been doing this since September?
I think so.
Yeah. September 16th, I think.
I can't help you out with what day we started.
Well,
September sounds right.
I think our second episode came out on September 30th, which was International Podcast Day. So, like, that's what I'm going by. That's, like, what? Six months, just about 6 months that we've been doing this, and we're only in Celadon City, so
yeah,
we're gonna do this for a while, and there's a lot of Pokemon, so we might as well add something to talk about them more, and like get whole. I like the idea of doing whole families, so that way it's because like we're gonna go back and do Oddish. Like,
I mean, no,
it's not gonna come like, up.
When is Squirtle and Charmander
gonna
come
exactly.
up? So we're just gonna do some little bonus episodes
yeah,
of those.
So if you,
I'll update that $200 tier. That'll probably be updated by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah, and then we're also going to do a couple others. We have an idea for another Pokemon World Tour specific one. I don't want to talk about it just yet until we kind of figure it out a little bit better.
Right.
It'll be a little further in the future, but it should be very fun. The RPG might fall under milestones depending on, like, maybe just, like, frequency of it coming out.
Right.
Not necessarily, like, it itself, but just, like, how often it goes out, because there's only so many hours in the day. I guess just jump on over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh and consider donating a little bit if you feel like it.
Yeah.
So,
we'd appreciate it.
We super
appreciate
it.
And we'd get to do all this new cool fun stuff.
Yeah. And that's all we have, right? Is there anything
else?
No,
that's it. That's all I've got for you. All
right.
That's a wrap on Celadon City.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, Pokemon World Tour. If you want to find us online, it's pretty easy. You just like go to Pokemon PWT Podcast anywhere. Dive it into Google. See where it takes you. we're PWT Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. And then our email is pwtpodcast@gmail.com. We totally nailed the SEO on this one. We just crushed it.
We did. You can also email us at thehejakeandjosh@gmail.com.
Yep.
Email address. We'll get that too.
Yep. Or you can go to heyjakeandjosh.com.
We're kind of trying to work on just getting everything under the one banner.
Yeah, I like emails being separate because then I don't have to figure out what each one is for.
Well, they could just put that in the subject line.
They could, but if they don't, then that's right. On us. So,
we're going to read it anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless.
But yeah, and then you can go to heyjakeandjosh.com. It's still kind of skeletal right now.
Yeah, it says on there that I'm working on it, but like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not working on it nearly as much as I should be, but I will be buckling down soon.
Okay. And if you like this and have other interests outside of Pokemon, which I assume you do.
I doubt that this is it.
I doubt that this is all you're
like,
into.
I get it. Pokemon is the greatest. I understand.
Well.
But like, I also like Zelda and wrestling, Power Rangers, and I guess sports now. So
games and sports. So we got two other podcasts. We got The Morphin Grid, which is an episode-by-episode recap of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. We're in Power Rangers Zeo right now, and it is awesome.
Very awesome.
When this one goes up, two episodes ago on The Morphin Grid is probably my favorite episode of Power Rangers Zeo. It's so good. It was great. And then we have a new podcast, the GasCast: Games and Sports, and that's our Games and Sports podcast. We did an episode on the Super Bowl. The next one we do is going to be on Legends of the Hidden Temple. We're going to do a bunch of Nickelodeon game shows, a bunch of like old game shows.
Yeah, stuff like American Gladiators, which is a sport and a game show.
It's a sport and a game. Supermarket Sweep. I want to do Ninja Warrior. I just remember Ninja Warrior exists.
Ninja Warrior. Oh, man. We can talk about WMC Masters on this.
Oh, for sure.
Also, we can talk about wrestling on this one.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did. We figured it out.
We finally figured it out.
And here's the cool thing. It's like, oh, we do an episode on Legends of Hidden Temple. We can do another one later because like, there's a lot of Legends of Hidden Temple, and I can talk about it for days.
We could do one just about how awful Kirk Fogg is at his job.
Oh, we could.
Just how frustrated that makes you.
It's
but we're not going to do that now.
No. So go check those out.
And also, if you like watching people play video games, which is like the new hotness nowadays, right?
It's super hot. It's lit. Are kids saying
it's turnt. We have a YouTube channel, and it's so turnt.
It's turnt. It's, I would
come not. On over to youtube.com/heyjakeandjosh. Watch us play video games. We're currently playing Ocarina of Time.
It's very good.
We have played A Link to the Past, Mega Man X, Donkey Kong Country, Super Mario 3D World. These are all waiting for you to come watch them.
Those
They're
are
all
completed.
Done.
Yeah. You can just go binge them. Kids are doing that, too. They're binging on Netflix.
I prefer to say marathon, because binge just sounds negative to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, come check us out. We have fun. We also have some like just random little weird videos we put up too.
Yeah, some Mario Kart and some other stuff.
Mario Maker, that one, 30 Great Games.
We gotta go back to that. We gotta get back on that 30 Great Games tip. YouTube.com/heyjakeandjosh. I assume you said that, but
I did
remember.
Say that.
Okay, there it is again. Finally, our theme song is what I meant to say is the Destiny Infinite by Dark Sword off the OC Remix album, the EVEP. You can find Dark Sword at Dark Sword, DarkeSword, on Twitter, and you can find the album at ev.ocremix.com.
And all the rest of the music that you can hear in the background and between segments, that stuff's from the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Super Music Collection. That's available on iTunes for $9.99, so go check that out. Sometimes we use other stuff too. We have used stuff from the Fire Red and Leaf Green Super Music Collection, and we've used stuff from the Scoteen album, Kanto Reorchestrated, which I highly recommend.
Very recommended. Also check those out. So we'll see you in 2 weeks for another one. If you guys are jonesing, jump on over to Patreon. And if you sign up for $5 or more, you can listen to us talk about the first episode of the Pokemon anime. So I'm just,
It doesn't go the way you think.
No, it doesn't. So check that out. I've been Jake.
I'm always Josh.
Smell you later.